Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. If you don't sell them, I just like to talk about them. In the interesting video game news, at least it was very interesting to me, in the UK, the Wii got a bundle with Donkey Kong built in. Basically, you buy a Wii and there's a full port of Donkey Kong on it, which is interesting because the NES game was missing Stage 2. This not only has Stage 2, it also has some other animations. So basically what it turned out was this seems to be a prototype, unmade variant ROM. So that's kind of cool. If you're a game dork, it's kind of a interesting thing. I also read that there was a different variant Mario Brothers ROM, not Super Mario Brothers, but Mario Brothers, back in the 1980s or 90s in the UK that never got released in the US. Fascinating stuff. But yeah, basically Americans can't get it. Neither can the Japanese. Only Europe. Very peculiar. But in downloads this week, you can download Wii's Derby Dogs and Triple Running Sports. You probably won't do that. On the DSi, you can download Blackjack, Go Fetch, and Need for Speed, and Nitro X. The Xbox 360 has Pac-Man Championship Edition DX, which I hear, from all accounts, is fantastic, and Alien Breed 3 Descent, which I have not heard anything about. On the PS3, you can download Crazy Taxi, 3D Ultra Mini Golf Adventures 2, Sky Fighter, and Prince of Persia Sands of Time HD. PS1 classics include Money Idol Changer and arcade hits Sonic Wing Special. PSP downloads this week include Peggle PSP and things that are not Peggle PSP. These include Split Second, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Predator, and various linguistic variants of Pro Evolution Soccer 2011. PSP minis include Jewel Keepers, Easter Island, and Who's That Flying? That was an early Comedy Central sitcom, right? Who's That Flying? Maybe not. New at Entertainment Earth. You like Pogo games? Well, we have Pocket Pogo on sale this week. Pocket Pogo Jewel Bash, the touchscreen game, $18.90. It's part of our special pre-Black Friday 2 sale at sale.entertainmentearth.com. But it's only for a limited time. How limited? Depending on when you download this podcast, it might be over. So go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today, see what's there, and buy something while you can, because these sale prices will not last long. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I have been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow on Twitter at twitter.com/entertainearth. You can also follow our official Facebook page or MySpace page. Just search for Entertainment Earth on either of those fine services, and you will find them. Thanks, as always, for listening to the podcast. If you really like the podcast and you know someone who might be interested, tell a friend. We like more listeners. It wouldn't hurt. Just saying. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.